The 2002 Olympic Winter Games are just a memory now. Here in Salt Lake City, Utah, in the western United States, the games were considered a great financial success. Private revenue, mostly from advertising and television broadcast rights, not only paid for the games, but gave back to the community over $100 million. Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce President Lane Beatty says the city is now on course to generate over $2.5 billion of economic growth, all because of the Olympics.
The world shrunk for Utah. That's the experience that the Olympics bring. It's like being involved in something much greater.
The ski industry is considered one of the great beneficiaries of worldwide Olympic exposure. Krista Parry, spokesperson for nearby Park City Mountain Resort, says because of the Olympics, the ski industry here has experienced over 12% growth since 2002.
Park City was featured on every single media outlet that there is out there, and I think that that's huge. You cannot get that exposure anywhere, no matter what you're doing.
Some visitors to Park City, like Mike Hamlin, say they came here because of the Olympics.
Well, we originally looked at Park City and were thinking of coming for the Olympics. But at the time, things were a little expensive to take a family out here, so when the opportunity came up to come afterwards, yeah, that was in the back of our mind.
Others, such as Catherine Rowland, say the Olympics had no impact on their decision to visit Utah.
No, we've been here before and we just enjoy the skiing here. It's family friendly.
While the ski industry certainly has benefited from the Olympics, the impact on the rest of the economy is less clear. The Gateway Shopping Mall, which opened in conjunction with the Olympics, continues to thrive. But the traditional shopping district on Main Street has suffered. Much of the $100 million given to the community by Olympic organizers is being used to maintain facilities such as the speed skating rink and ski jump platforms. These venues were built for the Olympics and do not at present have broad commercial appeal. And some significant Olympic costs provided by the federal government, such as security during the games and improving the roads to venues, are not included in the rosy assessments provided by Olympic boosters. Kenneth Bullock, director of the Utah League of Cities and Towns, says, despite the stated Olympic principles of fairness and sportsmanship, the International Olympic Committee, or IOC, and its sponsors are there to make money for themselves and not for the community at large.
What really happens is it's a business, and the IOC and the television rights and the sponsors are there to promote their market and their product. So for us to think that people aren't going to benefit this monetarily, I think is a little naive on our part.
Over the long term, the Olympic economic legacy may be minimal. At the University of Utah, economist James Wood contrasts the economic impact of the Olympics with having a major company like Intel relocate to the region.
If Intel comes here with 6,000 employees, which is what they were planning, that changes the growth path. They're here permanently. They bring other companies in. You know, the Olympics is a short burst. You get some infrastructure, which is great, but there's no long-term impact. And for the typical family, it doesn't mean a whole bunch.
Mr. Wood says despite all of the plans and promises, an event even as prestigious as the Olympics lasts only 17 days, then fades into memory. In Salt Lake City, Brian Patton, VOA News.
The flame, which has traveled 13,500 miles through 46 states.